But Yud on the Samach Aleph. Ha'atzvut, sadness. Mida maguna hima od. It's a very, very terrible mida. V'keloch ad yodea, Ramah Gizroiz, kama kashe lizbol kishesh mishu atzvu b'bayit. We all know how difficult it is to live and to be around somebody who's miserable. Being around miserable people is a local kach naim. Kol ritzoneinu rak shiyitrachek mikam. All you want is just get out of there. You want to flee sad people. You shouldn't always do that. You might have to give him chizuk. You might have to pick him up. That's not the noseh now. Our noseh is now not empathy. Our noseh is the middle of atzvus. Because you can be makoymus chashuvim, kagun ifne melech, kagudoyme, shemakipidi moral kach, kumorikiv benachemia. Especially when you're in front of a king, you're in front of very important people. The pasuk in Nehemiah, the Yoyim Eliyah Melech, Madua Penecha Roim, Vata Einecha Choyle, Einze Ki Imra Leiv. The Melech says to him, why is your face raim? Why is your face evil? It means, why are you looking sad? You're not sick. But just because you've got a bad heart, you've got an evil heart. That's what he's telling. That's the king's telling Nehemiah. Why do you look so miserable? You're sick. No, so it must just be because you've got a ra leiv. Sha'arbonot hamalochim, tomid yeshir v'simcha. I've never been there, but they tell me that in the king's palace, they say yeshir and simcha. They have the court jesters, they have the musicians. Amid, because you can ba'ichel shel melech ha'olamim, because you've oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoi. And for sure, in front of Melech Malach Halochim, the Malachim are singing Shira, Shira, and Shira, there, Oiz V'ched Bo Bim Koimoy. There's Oiz V'ched Bo, where Hashem is. Because of a callboy, Inyan HaBrocha, Shia Simcha B'mo'oinoi. Lama Yesh Simcha B'shamayim? We Dafka only say it by Nesuin. Whoever brochas, in the benching, we say, Shia Simcha B'mo'oinoi. Was this simcha in Shemayim? Mipnei shebekol yom nivroim malachim chadoshim. There's new malachim that get created every day. V'klal hu shasimcha bo kesheroim dova chadash v'choviv. We know when you see something new, something precious, something new, it's ma'ira simcha. When you walk in the street, you see a new car. You see a new car, the latest new car come out. When you stop, you notice it. It's a mashu chadash po. New has some kind of a, this is mashu chadash, it's something nice. Even if it's not a car, something even small. Something small, even something, but it's new. It has something, after a while, it's old, and then you lose it, it's glitter. Well, when something's new, there's a sort of feeling you get from something new. A person puts on a new shirt, even. He puts on new shoes, you have a, probably buy new clothes for Yontif. You put on new clothes for Shabbos. Yesh mashu sham. V'chein hu la'alocha. Sh'mi shelo ro es chaveir ha'choviv lo zman rav. Same in la'alocha. You haven't seen a good friend of yours for quite a while, whatever that is, 30 days lo zocher. Or pri ha'mitchadesh mishana l'shana. You see a fruit that only renews itself once a year. V'vach shechiyanu, v'nei simchas liboy. Why do you say Shechianu? Simcha. What's a simcha? Because you just had a peach. You've been eating peaches for 60 years. You didn't have one for 6 months, and now the peaches are back in the shop. Well, this is the simcha here. Peach is a peach. Beside it, you had a peach 6 months ago. You're having a peach now, and you've been eating peaches. It's the first time you ever had a peach, I understand. But every year, Shechianu. Why? Because it's chadash. It's a simcha here. You haven't seen a friend for, I think it's 30 days. Lozoche. He says, Shechianu. What? Chadash. Shadova Shereh Mepoik Shimbo Kama Pamim, Afilu Imu Dova Choviv. Something you see all the time, even if it's Choviv, Mithyayshin Hu Be'ena Vukva Ein Bo Simcha. You get used to it, you get regular with it. Familiarity breeds, we say, you know, that contempt, whatever. Not as far as that. Well, it loses its newness, and then it becomes, there's no Simcha there. There are certain things that are so deep, and every time you look at them and you look at them again, you see something new, you see something deeper, you need a facet, you see something there that you didn't see before. Kol shekein dovah shu nitzchi, bli sof v'tachlis. If you're looking at something that's infinite, you're always going to see something new there. That's the Simcha of Torah. The Simcha of Chazara, certainly when you're learning new things, that's why the Yetzer Hara, this Midah is the Yetzer Hara not to do Chazara. Because you want to learn something new, because new is Geshmak. You've been learning the same sugya for 2 weeks. It's like, no, okay, but can we move on already? Because it's not a new sugya. Ah, Geshmak. Chazara, when you do Chazara, you start seeing new things. You start seeing things when you learn the sugya the first time. Chazara doesn't just learning what you learned before. Chazara means learning it again for the first time. When you're doing it for the 20th time, you're learning it again for the first time. You think new things because it's infinite. There's the simcha of learning Torah, especially in Chazara, because you're always seeing new things. The Yetzirah knows this. He doesn't want you to be the simcha in your learning. But that's the vort. So when you're looking at something that's infinite, every day you open up your Gemara, it's more and more new, and more and more new, and more and more new. Somebody who's zeicher to be able to have a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to stand in front of him. When you meet Hashem today, he looks different to Hashem yesterday. Hashem's infinite. There's always something new. There's always something different. Something that you never noticed before. Some aspect of your relationship with Hashem that wasn't there yesterday. It's always going to be new. It has to be. He's infinite. You can't say, yeah, well, I've seen everything there is to know about Hashem, but say, no, good, now it's just getting boring. The alte Sachen. This is, that I know already. No. There's Ein Sof. And then you come to daven to Hashem like you've never davened to him before. Because hopefully you've changed, therefore your perspective on Hashem's reality has changed. And then it's a new day with a new tefillah in front of a new aspect, not a new Hashem, but a new aspect of Hashem that you didn't have before. By the way, that is exactly how tefillah is. Muslim has to quote from the Nefesh HaChaim for sure. It's one of the most spine-chilling pieces of the Nefesh HaChaim, that no tefillah ever is the same. No tefillah is ever the same. Your Shmoneh Esrei is not the same as mine. Your Shmoneh Esrei today is not the same as your Shmoneh Esrei yesterday. The impact, the effect, the buttons your Shmoneh Esrei is pushing into Shemayim is never ever the same. The ancient Knesset HaGedolah, Nefesh HaChaim explains this in Shabbat, Perek Yud Gimel, one of the most mind-boggling pieces of Torah that I've ever seen. The ancient Knesset HaGedolah, when they wrote the Shmoneh Esrei, they did it in such a way that it would be for the many thousands of years we need a Shmoneh Esrei, that each Shmoneh Esrei is a different Shmoneh Esrei. They understood how to align the Shmoneh Esrei as we're going to be davened with what needs to be done in Shemayim. We have no idea what that's about. When they needed to add a 19th tefillah, Ulamal Shinim, there the one says they couldn't find anybody to write it. You have a look at that tefillah, it doesn't look like it's such a, you know, there were big people there. And then they found Shmuel HaKotten to do it. He was the only one that knew how to do it. Well, there were no Tanoim. I mean, does it look? I mean, you and I could have written a tefillah like that. Maybe not every word the same. Of all, look, you know, it doesn't look that profound. The most of him, Lord Tikva, you understand. Sometimes you're dealing with Rishoyim. You make up a few of those tefillahs yourself all the time. You start having to have to get rid of this nudnik. What's the big finish here? They couldn't find anyone to write the tefillah. That's the point. It's not just the words. You have to understand how those letters coming together and working together are doing. You know, we don't understand what we're talking about. And it's never the same. No Shmoneh Esrei was ever, ever the same. They're no two alike. Hafla. Feels like it's very much the same. No, feels to us like it's just, you know, again and again and again and again. No. Ancient Knesset, you needed Nevi'im there. You have to have Nevi'im on the ancient Knesset to design the Shmoneh Esrei. From the time that they made the Shmoneh Esrei, from the Ancient Gesa Gedoyla until Mashiach comes, there never was and there never will be in detail one tefillah that's similar to its friend. Never. No two are ever the same. So the law, oh, law bidyuk muvan. What we're talking about, yeah, aval ze shteit Reb Chaim. The levushin de lovish betzafre lo lovish beramosha. The levush beramosha. The clothes you're wearing in the morning are not the clothes you're wearing in the afternoon. Don't ask me why he uses that as a moshul. Clothes and ilo nichnas ilo. And you need bigger people to explain nefesh chaim zelo poshut. The kain kol yoyim lechaveres shelafana v'acharov, and so too every day. Look, and on the Chazal, ma'ovus leyoychel etaken zush bitul kriyas shma shachris or tefila at kan l'shoina. Things that can't be rectified is if you missed a tefila. You missed a tefila, can never be rectified because that tefila will never ever be again. You thought, I missed mincha, I'll have it tomorrow. No, okay, but said ma nora. No, because today's mincha is gone. Can never come back because that was a unique mincha. There'll never be mincha like that again. What do you mean? The same words, the same letters in Achinami. But it's new. And we're looking for new because new is Mo'ira Simcha. And when you're standing in front of the Melech, you want new because you want the Simcha. That's the Nefesh HaChaim, the Shabbat. The Golsha Kain Etzim Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina Sheyesh B'zeh is Chachus Timidis Machmas Ein Soyer Yisparach. The Etzim being Makabal Pnei Shechina, which is what you're doing when we're davening. So there's a Chachus. There's something new there all the time. Why? Because Hashem's infinite. Kediktiv Oitha Ozvoy Makor Maim Chaim. Rami says you abandon Hashem, the source of living water. Shekabbalah Shechina. That's the source of living water. When you're at the source of something, it's always new. That's what a source is. It's putting out new water all the time. When it eventually sits in the pond, where it comes to in the well, so then that's just the water that's always been there, sitting there. But at the source, there's new being generated all the time. That's makor. That machives us to daven b'simcha more and more because it's something new here all the time. The problem is it doesn't feel very new. If a person's davening is boring and it's dry and he's not b'simcha, he's sad. So it's a simon that there's nothing in tefillah that gives him any simcha. There's nothing there to arouse his desire, his yearning. The names to whom are Kiruv Lashem is Barak Lachalot Ponim Hameirim Ein Hu Lo Lo Ein Chas V'Chelila. So what does it look like? It looks like his palm that he's spending with Hashem. There's no oinik there. It's all just whatever. It's like the king said to Nehemiah, it's Ralev. Lochain Ham is Boyin and Bemochusa Tfila, Yir Lis Oyre Besimcha. Somebody who thinks about Tfila. You go learn that Nefesh HaChaim a couple of times. And you think about who you're talking to. For sure, it takes a long time. They avoid a mod kasher. We said so. This doesn't happen overnight. To know real that you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you're doing Shmones, but at least to be able to think about it intellectually, if you don't feel it, it's a good start. Just to think when you get up, standing in front of Hashem, I've never done this tefillah before. Just to even think it, even though it doesn't feel like it in the beginning. For sure, it won't feel like that in the beginning. But to just think it is already you're in a different world. You're in the top half a percentile of great people. If you'll just think it to start with, you're acquiring untold greatness. And that's the greatest simcha you can attain. A person should genuinely mishtadl to put simcha in for Ashrei Chelkoi. Because there's the opposite to this. It's because new gives you a nice feeling and people are not happy. And if you've noticed out there, the majority of the world is bitterly miserable. So they're always buying new things to make themselves feel happy. And for a while, it does give them a certain feeling of pleasure. And then it becomes miserable again. So you have to buy the latest model and another thing and another thing. So that the Yetzer HaRa knows how to utilize that, the secret as well, for his own purposes. Because the hole in his heart that's making him sad is not looking for the things you're buying. It's looking for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you put a little molecule, a little drop of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your heart, that's real simcha, and that sticks around. Why is there the hole in the heart that's causing sadness? It's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to connect to him, because he's the source of life. And what do? We go buy another trinket. Yesh mono writes him a sign. You felt miserable, so you bought something. You got some more money. You got a bit more money. You thought it would solve your problem. It didn't solve your problem. So now the next time you want to solve your problem, it has to be bigger than the last time you solved your problem. You bought a car. It made you happy for a few weeks, and now you're miserable again. So now you can't buy the same car. You have to buy a bigger car because the last car didn't work. So now you need a bigger car. In Ruchnis, it's exactly the opposite. You took a little molecule of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you planted it into that miserable heart. There's simcha there now. It doesn't go away. And as you grow it, you get more and more and more and more. You become more and more besimcha, more tranquil, more. Your life becomes more meaningful. There's meaning to your life. What that hole in the heart is supposed to be filled with is meaning, is with purpose, is with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Exodus says, yeah, I know that, but I've got a whole bunch of other stuff that'll keep you busy without all this hard work. There's alcohol, there's drugs, there's toys, there's shopping, there's food, there's a gun to the world out there that'll have you filling up that hole that's causing you sadness for a short time. You can make a lot of money out of this. Eh? You heard the secret, yeah, when you become a billionaire, remember I taught you the secret. You go out there, find someone who's miserable and offer him something that costs money and make him feel better. Ah, that didn't work, fine, so buy something more. Why do they have to come up with a new iPhone every 6 months? Everyone's iPhones are still working fine. No, there's the latest model and they have a big presentation. They're the guns are worldwide. They make a whole ASIC out of this. Because their shares were going down a bit because sales weren't so good. You need new sales. Has come up with something new. They understand this. I think the Scotland doesn't understand this principle.
It's traveling.
We're becoming immune
people
to it
are,
because we have, huh?
people are traveling. It's big numbers now. They want to
Why?
change.
Because they want to see something new. But when
yeah,
they see
exactly.
something new, after a while, it's not new anymore. Now the Muslims figure out the next place and the next place and the next. Yeah, yeah, travel. All of it. All the ilam out there is based on this, your sort. People are miserable and therefore they're looking for something to make them happy. So they'll go to this beach. This beach that made them happy for a while. Well, you get bored. You got another beach. Wow, you have this new beach. There's a beach. Wow. This city, that town, this museum, this show, that. So I'm telling you, the 0.5% or not even 0.5% of the world's population who understands this yesod are living meaningful, happy lives. Because they understand that the real simcha is not coming from all the things you buy because it doesn't work. I think Rav Dessler once said, or Rav Mordechai Miller said, B'shem Rav Dessler, lo zocheh, we heard this, no garage ever yearned for a car. You have a hole in your heart that's yearning for a car, but it's not really yearning for a car. It's yearning for meaning. It's yearning for ruchness. It's yearning for something that it can attach itself to. So you buy a car, certain, the newness, there's something new here. Oh, so something new gives you a certain temporary simcha. But it doesn't say new for very long. Then it's gone. It's gone. There's a challenge in relationships as well, by the way. In the beginning of the relationship, they're new. He's new, she's new, shidduchim, whatever. It's all new. But after a while, it's not so new anymore. Matchila avoida. Yeah, this is so godly in the whole Bria. So as it applies to tefillah is every encounter with a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be new because you're infinite and he's infinite. And we're connecting at that level. So there's always something new to be gained about the person. There's depths and depths and depths. You have that in relationships. You meet people that have got a bit of depth to them. The relationship grows and develops, becomes more meaningful. There's some people you meet them in the first two encounters. They've told you everything there is to know about them. You know everything about them. There's nothing left. And after a while, the friendship just fizzled out because there's nothing to keep the relationship going. There's nothing new there. When you meet people that have got, you meet them and you think, wow, now I've got this person. You meet them again. You say, hey, there's another level. There's another depth. There's another. You find that with your chavrusas. I find that when I'm learning. You meet a guy, you think you've got him, you think you understand his level, you think you know he's holding. Suddenly he says something, he asks a kush or whatever. It happened to me the other day. Guy asked a kush, was like, wow, where did that come from? This guy's got depths I never noticed before. As it deepens the relationship. It deepens your relationship with the person because there's always something more there and it's infinite. Ashiras Hashem Ba'idi. David HaMelech says, Ashiras Hashem Ba'idi. Ba'idi, the translation there is while I'm still around. But there's another pshat here. Ashiras Hashem bo'odius. I'm praising Hashem with more. It means I found something new here. From Ephraim Waxman, he touched pshat like that. There's oidius, there's v'od, there's always something more. When you think you've reached the end of your appreciation, you've reached the end of your understanding, you've reached the end of who you are, yesh od. There's always something more. Now you can have a relationship. And you notice that. The people you resonate with are people that are always, it's not just the same old encounter. There's a relationship developing because today doesn't look like yesterday. If today looks like yesterday and the day before, and the day before, and the day before, then there's nothing happening here. You're just playing out the same old scenario. That's miserable. No, we live in a spiral. We're going up and up and up and up and up. The powerful, powerful, mamash profound, you saw this, and you see the world out there is mamash tripping up in this issue. And we do as well. At least we're aware of it. Being aware of this and knowing how to use this tool properly, when you come to davening, you just have a fleeting thought. There's a new davening. I'm standing in front of Hashem. Start with that. There's untold greatness lurking in that in this yesod. And unfortunately, on the other side, there's untold misery. If you use this incorrectly, untold misery. The amount of money, the amount of pain and suffering and health in it is a noirava ayoy. This yesod, and not properly correct, used, can destroy the entire world. And that's what it's doing. We have a Torah, we have an Elul, we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also the Elul, Rosh Hashanah, it's Hischachus. It's a whole new revival of our lives. It's an opportunity to mamash be great, Yeruboisa. We should be zeiche to the opportunity. We should be zeiche to daven berina bezrat Hashem. A good night of Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos. Thank you.